in a terrorized snarl. "No, but I need to talk to Carrie," Halleck persisted. He came up the first step of the porch, still holding his jacket open. "And I do," he thought. "I wasn't sure before, but I am now." "Please tell me where he is, Lita. Is he here?" Her reply was a question, and for a moment he couldn't breathe at all. He groped for the porch rail with one numb hand. Was it the gypsies, Billy? At last he was able to pull breath into his locked lungs. It came in a soft whoop. "Where is he, Lita? Answer my question first. Was it the gypsies?" Now that it was here, a chance to actually say it out loud, he found he had to struggle to do so. He swallowed hard and nodded. "Yes, I think so. A curse, something like a curse." He paused. "No, not something like. That's bullshit equivocation. I think I've had a gypsy curse laid on me." He waited for her to shriek derisive laughter. He had heard that reaction so often in his dreams and in his conjectures. But her shoulders only slumped and her head bowed. She was such a picture of dejection and sorrow that in spite of his fresh terror, Halleck felt poignant, almost painful empathy for her, her confusion and her terror. He climbed the second and third porch steps, touched her arm gently, and was shocked by the bright hate on her face when she raised her head. He stepped back suddenly, blinking, and then had to grab for the porch railing to keep from tumbling off the steps and landing on his prat. Her expression was a perfect reflection of the way he had momentarily felt about Heidi the other night. That such an expression should be directed against him, he found both inexplicable and frightening. "It's your fault," she hissed at him. "All your fault. Why did you have to hit that stupid gypsy cunt with your car? It's all your fault." He looked at her, incapable of speaking. "Cunt?" he thought confusedly. "Did I hear Lita Rossington say cunt? Who would have believed she even knew such a word?" His second thought was, "You've got it all wrong, Lita. It was Heidi, not me. And she's just great. In the pink, feeling her oats, hitting on all cylinders, kicking up Dickens, taking..." Then Lita's face changed. She looked at Halleck with a calmly polite expressionlessness. "Come in," she said. She brought him the martini he'd asked for in an oversized glass. Two olives and two tiny onions were impaled on the swizzle stick, which was a tiny gold-plated sword. Or maybe it was solid gold. The martini was very strong, which Halleck did not mind at all, although he knew from the drinking he'd done over the last 3 weeks that he'd be on his ass unless he went slow. His capacity for booze had shrunk along with his weight. Still, he took a big gulp to start with and closed his eyes with gratitude as the booze exploded warmth out from his stomach. Gin, wonderful high-calorie gin, he thought. "He is in Minnesota," she said dully, sitting down with her own martini. It was, if anything, bigger than the one she had given to Billy. "But not visiting relatives. He's at the Mayo Clinic." "The Mayo? He's convinced it's cancer," she went on. "Mike Houston couldn't find anything wrong, and neither could the dermatologists he went to in the city, but he's still convinced it's cancer. Do you know that he thought it was herpes at first? He thought I'd caught herpes from someone." Billy looked down, embarrassed, but he needn't have done so. Lita was looking over his right shoulder, as if reciting her tale to the wall. She took frequent bird-like sips at her drink. Its level sank slowly but steadily. "I laughed at him when he finally brought it out. I laughed and said, 'Carrie, if you think that is herpes, then you know less about venereal diseases than I do about thermodynamics.' I shouldn't have laughed. But it was a way to relieve the pressure, you know. The pressure and the anxiety. Anxiety. The terror. Mike Houston gave him creams that didn't work. And the dermatologists gave him creams that didn't work. And then they gave him shots that didn't work. I was the one that remembered the old gypsy, the one with the half-eaten nose, and the way he came out of the crowd at the flea market in Raintree the weekend after your hearing, Billy. He came out of the crowd and touched him. He touched Carrie. He put his hand on Carrie's face and said something. I asked Carrie then, and I asked him later, after it had begun to spread, and he wouldn't tell me. He just shook his head. Halleck took a second gulp of his drink, just as Lita set her glass, empty, on the table beside her. Skin cancer, she said. He's convinced that's what it is, because skin cancer can be cured 90% of the time. I know the way his mind works. It would be funny if I didn't, wouldn't it, after living with him for 25 years, watching him sit on the bench and make real estate deals and drink and make real estate deals and chase other men's wives and make real estate deals and... Oh, shit, I sit here and wonder what I would say at his funeral if someone gave me a dose of pentothal an hour before.